This half hour is presented by VIP Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. The doctors are in, 850-437-1620. Good morning to you. If you have a question, a comment, you'd like to just maybe ask something going on, please don't hesitate. We run out of time super duper fast. 850-437-1620. Good morning.
Morning.
It's like the boys good club morning. Today.
Yes.
Wow, your voice is nice on the radio. Man, that's good. I like it.
Why, thank you. I wish I could hear myself, though.
We've established this before where you have a very soothing voice.
Thank you.
It's like if you read a book or like recorded an audio book, I would listen to it.
Oh, good. Maybe that's my calling.
Amen.
You know? Mm,
that sounds good.
I'd
listen
saying.
To it.
Mike
Absolutely.
Mulligan and Marianne. We've all read that book, right? That's about the steam shovel.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
It
sounded familiar.
All four corners,
yes.
Neat and tidy.
I don't think anybody, I don't even know if, like, the reason I know it is just because I have older siblings that are 7, 8, 9 years older than me. So anybody younger than me, I don't think if they would know
probably
that
not.
Book.
Yeah, yeah, but maybe the patients at VIP Care, because at VIP Care, we are a Medicare Advantage medical group, and most of our patients are 65 years and older, right?
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or the little engine that could.
Oh,
there you
my
go.
Goodness.
I feel like the little engine that could is COVID-19. Like,
boy.
Can we get it together and stop now? Is
yes.
it he or she? I don't know. What do we say? It.
It. I'll go with it.
It's a neutral virus.
It's, yeah, without any prejudice. So,
yes.
And it kind of seems that has been the hot topic for, well, 16 months, but also the past few days with seeing a rise in cases, especially with the younger generations. So you're saying like kids, but they're also saying that people with the vaccine are also getting it. They're just not being hospitalized for long-term stays. Is that pretty much what you guys are seeing right now?
For the most part. I don't know the exact numbers, but I did look at the dashboard this morning. Escambia County, we have 386 hospitalized. 6 of those mm-hmm. are kids. And unfortunately, I looked at the vaccination rate too. Total people that are completely vaccinated was only about 38-39%. So that's my plug to please get vaccinated if you can. If you can't, talk to your doctor about appropriate isolation and avoidance techniques.
Okay. So I was sharing earlier that we have a friend. It was the first person I know ever to pass away from COVID, and they were fully vaccinated. And this happened on Friday.
But what other medical conditions did they have?
So it ended up being, I don't know how to pronounce the word, with pneumonia. And I'm sorry if I can't think of that word. I can see it in my brain, but I can't pronounce it. But he really actually, before he passed away, he was doing okay and then took a turn for the worse. And he really encouraged people to not let off your guard on washing your hands.
That's exactly
taking
right.
Taking your CD and zinc and
vitamin D.
It's very, very, it was tough. It's tough. So we want everybody yeah. to be healthy. Stay healthy.
But
protect each other.
Just like we talked about in a radio show a few weeks ago, go back to the basics. Make sure you're washing your hands.
Yeah.
Make sure that if you have a cough, you cover your cough. I mean, it goes back to the basics. That's what it's about.
It does.
Please cover your mouths.
Yes.
It's very difficult when you're out in public and you're all trying to like stay in your area. You know, you have your noodles. The pool noodles.
I think we all should wear pool noodles. What do you think?
That would be hilarious.
We look cool, like a pink one and a green one and an orange one, right?
I'll go with it.
Yeah.
I'll go with it,
yeah.
Definitely.
If we all do it, like, you'd look like those hats with the propellers. But instead, if somebody touched your noodles, you'd be like, stay off my noodle. And it'd be so funny.
I'm keeping quiet on that one.
You just stepped on my noodle. Yes.
Listen, it could become a really fun game.
That's right.
On top of staying healthy. But yes, you're right. In all seriousness, please wash your hands, cover your cough. It's something that we're continuing to teach kids about because, like you've mentioned before, VIP care is not just sick care. Of course, you take care of your sick patients and see them, but it's also in health care and wellness and in keeping people healthy. And that's with your overall lifestyle.
Now, some of the articles that I've read talk about low vitamin D how it's connected to people that get viral illnesses. And so take your vitamin D. Vitamin D is so important. There are other articles that talk about how vitamin D can help ward off viruses at the nuclear level. And these are all articles from the National Institute of Health that I read. So I read and read and read lots of articles about that.
Every day. Yeah, it's very humbling how much we have to read, even as primary care docs. Oh, yeah. Just can't keep up with it. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I did a presentation for our company. Were you there on the presentation?
I wasn't.
No? I think maybe last September, last October, when COVID was really just hammering down on the country. And I gave a presentation about the supplements, about magnesium, about zinc, and about vitamin D, and also melatonin, how those are the ones that can prevent. Now, it's not going to treat or cure anything, but it does prevent viral illnesses.
And
it boosts your immune system.
And it sure as heck isn't going to hurt you. I mean, all of those are wonderful things, and do everything you can to get an edge.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't vitamin D also lift your mood, your overall mood, and like the way that you feel?
Oh, yeah.
Because like you go in the sunshine, which is natural vitamin D, and afterwards, unless you've been like, you know, obviously raking and doing stuff like that for like 4 hours, okay, please be, you know.
Raking? Yeah, hate yard work.
I was like, did I say the right word?
Raking.
I started motioning how to rake. But if you go to the beach and you sit in the sun, like I tried to limit it to about 2 hours, still wear my sunscreen, you know, be wise, but you feel better afterwards. You might be a little tired because it's hot, but you feel just a little bit better. So taking that vitamin D, it cannot hurt you.
No, and vitamin D acts more like a hormone in the body because it actually goes to the nucleus because it's a fat-soluble vitamin. It goes to the nucleus of the cell, and it kind of reprograms the DNA there. So it does so many things for the body. I take lots and lots of vitamin D, a lot of vitamin D.
Do you encourage like your patients to also have a vitamin D enriched diet as well? Are there certain foods that they can focus on top of taking their supplements? Because I know some people get freaked out by taking supplements.
There are. It's a little harder to do. There aren't quite as many nutritional sources for vitamin D. And the amazing thing is here in the South, there's quite a bit of vitamin D shortage, even though we get a lot of sun exposure. You'd be surprised. We test for it pretty frequently. And again, it's so hard to get super therapeutic on vitamin D. You can take a ton of vitamin D and not have too high a level. Whereas it's pretty darn easy to have a level that's a little too low. And it's really important for bone health, too. So in our population, super important.
Yeah, mental health and bone health are the big things for the vitamin D.
Strong minds, strong bones.
Boosting your immune system.
Yes, I love that. So. Hey, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. The doctors from VIP Care are here. Dr. Ehrman and Dr. Blanchard are here to answer your questions. 850-437-1620. Here's a question. Have you talked about colloidal silver and the health benefits with that? I have heard reports that it kills off the virus or other viral attacks as well.
Now, I know a little bit about colloid silver because I studied under the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine for many years. I don't know a whole lot about that. What I do know is the deposition that you can get in your cells, and you can actually turn blue, I do believe. I don't know enough about it to actually answer that question, but I will read an article, and next week I will have some information about that, because there are so many natural there are a lot of natural remedies out there that people want to try, because we have patients in our population that just don't want to take all the medications, and I understand that.
Oh, yeah.
Because medications, they all have side effects.
They do.
All medications have side effects. So I think as a primary care physician, it's important to read up on the more natural remedies and to see what some of our patients are looking for.
Yeah, there's so much out there. I do see a question, should lysine be taken prophylactically to prevent COVID infection? And truthfully, I haven't seen a lot of evidence in either direction in terms of lysine. I think, again, the most important thing you can do is get vaccinated and use those, you know, physical barriers and protective methods and social distancing. Those are the most important things. But I don't think lysine is going to hurt you. And again, like we were talking earlier, anything you can do to get an edge up is fine. Just be careful of what you're paying for, and make sure that it comes from a reputable source.
Yes, because the supplement industry is not regulated by the FDA.
They are not.
Nope.
And so I use, in the clinic, you know, I use my Get It Done fund.
Yes.
To purchase, yes, supplements for my patients. And I buy zinc, vitamin D, magnesium, and probiotic, because those are the best supplements, vitamins, to boost the immune system.
I have all of those at home.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, yeah. I took too much zinc one time and got a little nauseated. But other than that, yeah, I have all that stuff, too.
Oh, yeah. I take this stuff. I take it on a regular basis. I take my 50,000 units of vitamin D twice a week.
That's the great thing. Vitamin D is so much more available than it used to be commercially.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get D3 in 50,000 units instead of just D2 now. But I think I'm getting a little geeky on that
stuff. Yeah. Now, when getting vitamin D, you want to get vitamin D3 because it's in the activated form, because vitamin D2 has to be activated by the body. And if your kidneys are not functioning, vitamin D2 is completely useless. So,
oh, really?
Vitamin D3.
Amen.
So, and then what about zinc? Because you go to, okay, first of all,
Zinc picolinate. Yep.
And so you go to the drugstore, you go to whatever your retail store is, and you take a walk over to the vitamins. It's really important to maybe set aside a budget for your supplements, or talk to your doctor about supplements that they offer as well. Mm-hmm. Because if you read the back of those labels, sometimes you're like, this is pretty much vegetable oil.
Yep. And this is why I use two brands, and that's it.
Wow.
I only use two brands. And I don't know if I should say those brands on the radio, but I use Pure Encapsulations, and the other one I use is Orthomolecular, but you can only get Orthomolecular products with a medical license. Mm-hmm. So that's why I carry those in the clinic. So,
and that's because they're higher grade?
Yeah. Okay. Well, everything I use is pharmaceutical
highest
grade.
Yeah. Okay. And that makes sense, too. So the thing is like when you take supplements, like I take my supplements, right? And probiotics you just mentioned. Is there a level somebody would like to know when it comes to how much probiotics you should be taking, I guess, in the, whether it's the billion count, or is there a certain level you should start?
Okay. From what I've studied with the A4M, 20 billion organisms is what you're looking for. 20 billion organisms.
Starting point.
Yeah.
Okay.
Starting point. Because what this does, this regenerates your bacterial flora within your intestines, and it lowers inflammation within the intestines. Mm-hmm. Because your intestines are not there just to digest food.
No.
You know, and that's what everybody thinks. Your intestines are 70% of your immune system.
Wow.
And
I also read the label, of course. And so the probiotic that I take every morning, it says you can take on an empty stomach. So it's one of the first things I take is like my defense in the morning. Like I put in my body.
Look out. Here comes Jenna and her defense.
My water, my 20 ounces of water, my probiotic. Hey, gets you moving. So I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's healthier than putting anything else. And I
That's right.
To have it as one of the first things, like you said, for your immune system and the support for your gut.
That's right.
850-437-1620. How much daily vitamin D and zinc should a 70-year-old plus take?
Well, first of all, get it tested. Because you need to know your level. And the normal range is between 30 and 100. Yeah, 30 and 100. I usually shoot between 70 and 80. For most patients.
Yeah, and it's so hard to get anybody up over 100. I mean, it's but again, yes, absolutely, you should get your level tested first and chat with your doc about that.
Also related to vitamin D, a lot of people that have insomnia and they have sleep issues, they're deficient in vitamin D. And once again, the information that I use on this show comes from articles from the National Institute of Health. And it's amazing because I had sleeping problems for many years after medical school. And when I studied under the A4M, started taking all these vitamins, I zonk out, just crash out, boom.
And that's crazy, too. You think about, like, a lot of people, so I'm with you on taking them in the evening. I'm mm-hmm. with you on that. And we've had mm-hmm. discussions off air about sleep and sleep techniques because of how mm-hmm. important your rest is, like proper mm-hmm. rest is for your immune system, right? And so, like, a not rested body is going to get weak. It's just a part of it. You don't run a marathon and then just like run another one. It's just not normal. But a lot of people think you should take your vitamins first thing in the morning, so then it's with you all day. What's the difference between taking them in the morning versus at night and arming yourself throughout the evening?
Well, for example, vitamin D can have a sedating effect on some people. So you want to take your vitamin D at night. And if you're taking any magnesium, you want to take your magnesium at night because it can have a sedating effect. And also zinc, you should take your zinc at night because it can have sedating effects. Whereas, what are my morning? Melatonin also. I mean, obviously melatonin. If you're taking melatonin,
oh boy,
you want to take that at nighttime because, boom, it's going to knock you out. Oof. Yeah, I'm going to give you some melatonin.
Oh, I've got some. I've got some. I've got plenty.
Okay, do you have the good stuff here from Orthomolecular?
I actually got it from my doc, so I don't know who makes it, but you know, I got it from the pharmacy. So, okay. It works. It knocks me out. If I take 5 milligrams of that, I'm done till like 8. 8-10 o'clock the next day.
Nice.
Hey, I see a quick message. Someone's asking, is zinc okay for people with low HDL? In general, things that can help you in terms of increasing your HDL, healthy diet and exercise. And I don't think zinc is going to hurt you with that.
Not at all.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, zinc is not going to hurt you on the HDL. And exercise is the number one thing to raise HDL.
Amen.
And you can also do the niacin if you can handle the flush.
Oh, boy. I think I might have an understanding, just a small understanding of what hot flashes are after taking niacin. I had no idea the first time I took that, and it started at the base of my neck and just washed forward, and I flushed red and started sweating a little bit. Woo!
Okay,
it's pretty intense.
So anybody taking niacin out there and they're getting flushes, take a little baby aspirin with that because that's prostaglandin-mediated. So take a baby aspirin, and those flushes will go away. But if you want to get a really good workout, take a little niacin before that because it dilates your vessels, and you want to talk about a mad, crazy workout.
Speaking of dilating vessels, was there anything else you wanted to talk about today?
Erectile dysfunction.
Oh, I'm so excited about this.
Okay. Yes.
Sorry, I knew it was coming.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
No, because here we go. What are 95% of our patients? They are. We're all losing it here in the radio show, but
we're all still 12 and trying to keep our spirits high.
That's exactly right. No, now you realize that men, as we age, we get more immature and more childlike. You know that, right?
I'm noticing it, but it's okay because we all have to lighten up, you know?
Yeah, exactly. We all got to lighten up. But let's talk about erectile dysfunction. Here's why. Most of our patients are 65 years and older. And who wants to go into the doctor and admit, you know what? The manhood is just not working the way it should. Because, you know, obviously that's a big ego deflator. So with almost every one of my patients, I will ask them about erectile dysfunction, because what is the number one cause of erectile dysfunction? Mood. anxiety. That is the number one cause of erectile dysfunction. It's a mental thing. A man goes to bed and he thinks, I have to perform. And so it's a performance thing.
Absolutely. Coming from the military setting, I would get questions from men ages 18 to 60.
Yeah.
You know, that and sleep. You know, those are the two big questions you get. And absolutely. Mood plays a huge role in that. And then, yes, I couldn't agree more.
And what is the number two cause? Medications. And go ahead.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. Medications. People that are on SSRIs, which are selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, that is notorious for that. Mm-hmm. Notorious for erectile dysfunction. So this is something that needs to be addressed with our patient population, because throw in the stress of having to perform, and then throw in medications on top of that, and medical conditions on top of that, diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, lack of sleep, because as nobody wants to talk about it, sex is important in life. It's very important.
Absolutely.
Even up to the age of whatever. And so I think it's very important to talk about that.
I have 90-something-year-olds that ask about it. So
Yeah, it's very important. So anybody who comes to VIP care, don't be afraid to ask anything, because I think all of us are very, very approachable people.
Absolutely. And if you have questions, that phone number is 850-517-4646. Give us a call. Even if we're not a right fit for you, we'll be happy to point you in the right direction.
Now, can I plug my compadre here? I'm going to plug you for a second.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I don't know if you know this, but John is a, 28-year veteran of the military?
Right in there. 25, formally.
Yeah, 25. He started out as a devil dog, which is a Marine.
Grr.
And then he went on to the Navy.
Switched over. Yep.
He has multiple combat tours. So if there are any veterans out there who are looking for a really, really good doctor, call up John Ehrman.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and once again, we're free today because of guys like him.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
Yes.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're seeing a lot on the news and things going on in the world.
Oh, boy.
And so it's a really good reminder to me. I like good reminders to be thankful for those who serve. I have a lot of friends in the military, a brother in the military, and it's very humbling. And so it's our country is not just a free country because it's free. It's a free country because of individuals like you. So thank you. And Dr. Reed.
Yeah, Dr.
Yes.
Reed. Okay, so real quickly, what are you most grateful for today?
What am I most grateful for? Family and friends.
Yeah. How about you?
Definitely my children and my health.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I am most grateful that I'm aware that I'm grateful.
Ooh.
Amen.
That I am aware that, man, I've got everything to be grateful for in life.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good. Some people forget to be aware. And like as a Christian, the Bible says to give thanks in all things, for this is the will of God through
That's
Jesus
right.
Christ.
Yes.
So.
Amen to that. Amen to that.
Just saying.
So do we have any more questions?
There is one. Which ED med do they have most success with?
Good question here. So I will answer that question. There are ED meds. Of course, you've got sildenafil, vardenafil, and tadalafil. They all function.
There's a new one, avanafil, I think.
Avanafil?
Yeah, new one, brand new.
Really? Okay. Interesting. I haven't heard of that one. But they all work in the same mechanism. But let's talk about people that where the oral medications don't work. There is actually an injection that you can give for paraplegics, people who have lost sensitivity, you know, from spinal injuries or whatever, that you can also treat that with. So which medication works best? It depends on the patient.
Make sure you chat with your doctor first, because again, medication interactions with everything. Some medications that we take will inhibit the ability of your body to process things like the phospho, you know, Viagra. So you can actually end up overdosing on that if you're not careful. So again, make sure you talk with your doc first.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much. So much information today. I have the podcast going to go up if you would like to re-listen to Dr. Blanchard and Dr. Amron. And we'll see you next Monday.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Stick around. We've got more for you coming up next.
Fox News. I'm Lillian Wu. Thousands are